cooking, so it is usually used now that for cooking this rendang song. Besides udon yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. This rendang song has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. But now, this rendang song can be found at Weekly Town Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste this rendang song, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego jawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava.
Don't forget to always tune in to our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 332.5kHz and 475.5kHz, and our application in AAA video for those of you who love watching on demand.
Happy moon, occurring in your dish, this song for my delight is good.
Listener, Ascombo Planet is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many cages selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in solo, in certain places there are still cages selling this Ascombo Planet, such as in the Gideon Market, Lorraine Market, and in the Manahan Field. Because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Ascombo Planet, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call Gumpo as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, Gumpo comes from the word Jumpo because it uses the fingers. And then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the Gumpo Planet is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice Gumpo Planet, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Boy listener, as we all know, we just heard sad news yesterday. Titi Puspa, the legendary Indonesian singer, who was well widely known in Indonesia for long times of generation, has passed away yesterday. And to commemorate her passing, we have a special feature about her in Voice of Indonesia that we've made before. And right now, this is the feature of Titi Puspa to commemorate her passing. Here's a feature from Voice of Indonesia with Titi Puspa.
Bersimpu di sisi jasad membeku doa tulus dan air mata. Segala dosaku pohonkan ampunannya seakan terjawab dan kau terima. Nah itu kapan lagi kita kan bercanda. Ulang sampai di rumah tuh pelukan pin selamat meninggal. Itu kayaknya tuh wah dunia itu pecah dua karuan gitu. Aku terus nangis terus nanya kemana-mana gak ada yang tahu, gak ada yang tahu gimana. Gak taunya malam-malam baru om pinnya dipindah ke rumah istrinya. Kemarin at home I heard that pin selamat passed away. It's like the world broken crazy. I cried and cried so I asked someone. Nobody knew. Suddenly at night pin selamat was moved to his wife's house so to get down a rindu. And yes, I prayed. Surprisingly, I couldn't leave because of the nature. I had to pray for Bin Slamet. And I prayed and prayed under his foot. I said, God, forgive all his sins. God, accept him by your side. Give mercy on him. He was a good man. Oh my God. My ears were directed to a place of the love final. There was a place. It did not mean anything. Because he had a lot of good deeds. I cried. I wore a scarf. I covered my mouth with a scarf. I went into the bathroom. I said, he didn't make any sin. He had a lot of charity. It's crazy. I kept crying. That's why I asked the gods for forgiveness for him. On board, I made something. Sitting next to me was Miss Molly. It was here at my head. Something sounded. A song sounded. I grabbed it and him. Then there was a disposal bag. It was a dirty flat bag, wasn't it? In the house, if we threw, we'd get familiar. It was a hoodie. I took the disposal bag and wrote there. It was already the same song and lyrics. Then we got off on the plane. Amelia, Antiti, and Moose. Uncle Moose was so mean. Why? Yes. It was Antiti. Keep crying like that. So come here. Come here. I had to tell you. I took him to the bathroom. Listen, I was writing this. It was light to sing at noon. It was sunny and bright day. Antiti cracked. The first one to hear it was Amelia Contessa.
Titi Puspa, the living legend singer of Indonesia, thus idolized the late Bin Slamet. The death of Bin Slamet made her so sad. Bin's a mourning. Titi Puspa created a song called Bin. For her, Bin Slamet was indeed everything. Without Bin, Titi Puspa, who used to be very shy, would never set her foot to Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia.
Karena tahun 54 itu saya menang dari Semarang. Jadi di radio Semarang. Sampai di Jakarta tuh saya bukan mau nyanyi atau lomba nyanyi. Di sana saya itu.
In the year of 1954, I was the winner of Semarang, becoming a radio star of Semarang. Until arriving in Jakarta, I did not register nor join the contest. In my head at the time, I had to meet Bin Slamet. Because he was my idol. Yes, after joining the exercise, I made a fly that would be presented at the semifinals. I run to find out about Bin. I fell and fell. In front of NRE, it was still Ikara Stadium. Next to it, it stood Sports Center. There, we meet the sun. If I were a radio star of NRE, I would meet him at the midfield. Until I fell. How excited I was at the time. Then the next day, not the semifinal. I took his rifle. Suddenly, I already got the signature of Bin Slamet. I brought it into his lap. I said that right here, there was Titi Puspa. And twice, finally, the third time, I was pushed by my fellows. You were close. How did you to stand up? It was here. I was in front of the mic. I asked, what's going on anyway? The comic book of Smarrow was so crazy. They were a little angry. I didn't understand. I actually laughed and laughed. What was going on? Ting, tong. Then I've already answered right away. I said in my heart, should I cry? Why not? Oh, yes. I shouldn't cry and cry.
Although the major champion in the selection of NRE radio star in 1954, Titi Puspa, as a singer who was born in November 1st, 1937, began to realize her vocation as a singer.
Guys, I've signed mama pemberian hadiah. Tahu-tahu, itu, pokoknya, Titi Puspa
was in the final. I wasn't so sad. I was not anything wrong. To be presented again, Titi Puspa had to sing. Ah, how come? I was already defeated by number one. How could I really sing? It's wrong, wasn't it? It's insulting, yes? NRE and Musa Iskandar requested for you to sing. I wonder how it was. It was the conductor, who Africans think, not from Sumatra. Okay. If I remember, I have to sing. I'd often join the first night. The song was created by Jandra Buana. They were already singing. Oh, then I joined as well. As soon as I finished singing, the crowd was applause. It was heard so long. Before they just stopped coming. Yes, it was normal. So I was all admired. I said, I should be a singer. Like what? What I had to sing. Oh, it was up to the god, I told you. From there, I thought, I said myself, that I should be asked by the god to sing.
For Titi Puspa, having a singing talent is a tremendous gift from the god. She did not expect to obtain such grace, because since childhood, she was known frail and sickly. Because of being often sickly, she never felt disappointed and upset with the creator. Even, she used to try to commit suicide.
Then I ate. Ooh, it was like a fire. So spicy. I ate a lot until dying. I kept eating and eating. Afterwards, I lost control.
After being fainted, Tirupuspa was conscious of the change in herself. She was no longer weak. She was well, smart, and everyone was pleased with her. She also thanked the merciful to change herself. Ever since, Titik was committed to singing for the god. This was an initial momentum on which Tirupuspa started singing.
First, besoknya Pramun itu cuman, itu kayak Pramun itu kayak The next day I woke up, it was like being $6 million man. You know, in the morning, what I did was washing dirty feet, sitting around and bathing my younger sisters and brothers. Everything I did was like washing and washing. It was like the job of making phones, you know, everything was quick and easy. I went to school on foot, and it was a heart stopping. After arriving at the school, I was able to answer all the questions asked by my teacher. It was simple. All of my schoolmates got that. That was bursting. You know, bursting. 7 times, 7 is okay. Everything was not. Then everybody was laughing and laughing. Oh my god, wait a I thought so. I ran from the school. I climbed some trees in the garden. Oh my god, I was smart. I failed to die. I wasn't sick.
To school by train. During this trip on the train, she was listening to beautiful music that actually was the sound of the train. Surprisingly, it was only she could hear the musical strains.
So each time I arrived home for one year, I sang, oh my god, 1 year I sang on the train. Because I was at the 5th grade of elementary school in Magalang, I had to board. Well, it was so. For me, it might be the start that I had to learn sound, yes. I heard an imitated sound and made it as a guidance. Anyway, oh my god, I wanted me to do so. In order, I heard music.
That was Tirupuspa in the eyes of other artists. She's known as a senior who is not arrogant and wants to lead the junior. Then, how was Tirupuspa in the eyes of her daughter, Tati?
Kalau sebagai anak, mungkin tidak semua anak paham ya, karena edukasi yang dilakukan oleh ibu saya yang kebetulan Tirupuspa itu tidak berhenti sampai detik ini.
If it's a daughter, probably all children could hope so, because the education made by my mother, who happens to be Tirupuspa, does not stop until this moment. For us, a mother is above all everything. It means that we can be down, but we are opposite or wrong with her. With the philosophy, our life is thankfully peaceful. We have a basic ethic of being part of the Tirupuspa family. Then we don't feel frustrated or easily. We can accept what our life is. We can move forward. We can remain in the right attitude and so forth. But it must be strong enough because we keep making self-correction. Even until I will be a grandmother and have grandchildren, I keep making self-correction.
Tirupuspa is well known not only as a singer but also as a remarkable songwriter. Many of her songs have become top hits so far. Creation process of her songs was made by herself, starting from not to lyrics.
My husband saw me write a song, but he was unable to read my writing, because my notes are in lines such as mi, do, si, fa, la, la, mi, do, la, sol, fa, fa, mi, re, mi, re, mi, sol, fa. There's no bar. It was trial or anything, only on you. So I got it, and I sang, and finally he knew as well. Then he could make the music, so if I make a song, people think Muswali makes it. He was never able to read my writing.
In her career, Tirupuspa often underwent hard time. The most severe period she experienced was when she was claimed to suffer from cancer.
Karena waktu saya sakit kan, karena kanker, karena kan umur 73 waktu itu empat ya. Orang udah umur segitu kan kena kanker kan susah diperbaiki, diobatin ya. Tapi saya dikasih, hidup lagi kasih.
When I suffered a serious illness, oh my god, I wasn't wrong. I just knew how painful suffering from cancer was. I got to cry and cry. Oh, this, my body was so painful. I didn't know which part of my body was so painful. My whole body suffered from my toes to my head. That was all painful. The pain was 100 fold. I could pregnant woman and deliver the baby. Oh my god, I couldn't stand suffering from the pain. I had no strength. I said, if the god wants me to die, please let me die. Anymore. But if the gods want me to live in the world, please help and give me truth. But while I was crying, I was in Singapore.
But the merciful God showed his power to Tirupuspa. After being hospitalized for 13 days, she was declared to be recovered from cancer. Upon her recovery, she felt indebted to the God and was entrusted with a task by entertaining indigenous children.
Gitu nah, disitu saya merasa punya utang sama Gusti Allah. Sama Tuhan, makanya saya mesti apa Tuhan. Tunjukkan saya apa yang punya lagu buat
anak. Well, I felt being indebted to the God. So, what I had to do my part? Show me clues. I wanted to have some songs for children. Yes, finally I met Madame Anjin from Musica Studio. Well, I mean, A-O-E-O. Then it has been made, just speaking to last year. So there were some titles of the songs such as Aku Bangga Jadi Anak Indonesia, which means I look proud Indonesian. Kau Dan Aku Indonesia, which means you and I are Indonesian. Cinta Ila Cinta, which means love the love. Lagu Buat Bunda, which means song for mother. Honohini, which means here and there. In addition, there were other major songs, Menabung and Dang Kelinci, meaning savings and Radik Ali and Halo Halo. Then I added some songs. Pujaanku, which means my idol. Kekasihku itu Bapak Ismail Marzuki, which means my beloved father Ismail Marzuki. Indonesia Tanah Air Beta, my homeland Indonesia. And Indonesia Pusaka, which means Indonesian heritage. So, I had a lot of tasks from the God for Indonesian children. This was what made me revive. I was like a newborn baby, like a newborn baby. I'm not like a children, so I cheered up again. I was like to have a new spirit, you know, to have a new world.
Now, her age is not young anymore. Tirupuspa presents a special gift for Indonesian children. She creates a special song for the children to fulfill her promise to the Creator.
The rest of my life, sisa hidup saya, insyaAllah saya akan persembahkan kepada anak-anak Indonesia sebagai cicilan utang saya kepada Tuhan. Now with the rest of my life, God's goodness, I will dedicate my life to Indonesian children as an installment of my debt to the God, to my country, and to my people. I'm now 17 years old. I can still breathe fresh life somewhere in a beautiful place. And I'm closer with the physical sky. The sky looks better. Oh my cheers, love and pray for my people to be always aware with their behavior and capacity. The God will embrace my people with healthy, safe, smooth, and successful reign. Boost my country, my leaders, and my people. I thank Allah to all Indonesian heroes in all fields. I love all of you. God bless you. Independence.
Indonesian pop and regional songs, international music and entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.